and excitement you hear is Sunday Night Live from the Calvary Church here in De Quincey, Louisiana, United States of America. Thank you very much for clicking on to our website. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Open your heart, because there is something special coming your way today. Some time ago, I gave a message on the subject, Jesus at Pentecost, by special arrangement. This message was on WRN, World Radio Network. And as you listen to the message today, I want you to be prayerful and be aware that when it was first aired some time ago, this broadcast was on 7,000 stations all over the world. You'll enjoy the message from the Word of God today. Please stay clicked on. Now, before we go to that message, here is our mission director, Missionary Gerald Schultz, with our missionary messages from across the land, other parts of the world. We're so thankful that you have responded. Let's give Missionary Schultz a good welcome to the Sunday Night Live microphone. God bless you, Brother Schultz.
Thank you so very much, Pastor Hicks, and I greet each one of you in the name of our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. I have a number of messages here tonight that thrill our soul. Some are sad, some are delightful, some are glorifying, but they're all exactly what we want to hear. We want to hear from everyone in that vast world audience. Praise the Lord. This letter is from Calvin in New York. He says, Pastor, please send me a prayer cloth. The need is desperate. I can't send money. I'd like to take a moment to explain something. We're not in the business for charging for the things of God. Jesus told the disciples, freely you have received, freely give. Our prayer cloth is not a monetary ministry, it's a Holy Ghost ministry. And those prayer cloths are very sincere, very honestly, devoutly prayed over by the pastor and his staff and this Calvary congregation. And let me tell you, God does wonderful things through that biblical ministry of anointing of cloths and aprons. We got a phone call from a gentleman in Corpus Christi, Texas. And he said, friends, I heard Sunday Night Live for the first time in my office tonight. The message was inspiring, and it was a delight to hear Jim Armstrong close the broadcast. I have his record, and he speaks as well as he sings. And that's from a friend, Brother Jim. You know who that is. Here's another one. Pastor Hicks and Missionary Schultz, please send me a prayer cloth for my son. I have never before heard a broadcast on exorcism. My son is demon-possessed. I didn't name him Zingy. That's the name the gang he runs with put on him. He is deep in demons and witchcraft. If you will send the cloth over which you and the elders have prayed, I promise to get it on him some way. I believe in your ministry. Mrs. Frieda Metcalf, Topeka, Kansas. We want to hear from you. Post Office Box 715, De Quincey, Louisiana, 70633. Or you can email Pastor Hicks at www.calvarysnl@aol.com. And again, here is Pastor Hicks.
intention to take the Word of God in all of its revelatory beauty tonight and identify Jesus Christ present at Pentecost. The subject for this service is Jesus at Pentecost. The text is in John 14:18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now may I indulge your patience with a few verses preceding this text. Jesus said in John 14:16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Ladies and gentlemen, either he did it or he didn't. Jesus came to them at Pentecost, or he deceived his disciples. I choose to believe that he was present, and that the Holy Ghost is the spiritual manifestation of Jesus Christ, the other comforter of John 14:16. Now the pendulum of the hour is sweeping toward revival. And like snow driven against the fiery furnace, doubts evaporate before the burning message of the Spirit. The truth that Jesus was present on the day of Pentecost proves conclusively that those of you who have received the wonderful baptism of the Holy Ghost have Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. This text comes like a flowing river from the lips of Jesus Christ, and its truth has been carved upon the immortal tablets of the centuries. I will come unto you as a promised rendezvous. In this our dispensation, and like a flaming meteor, it blazes its way across the midnight sky of religious apostasy. The truth of the Holy Ghost in you has survived every weapon that's been formed against it. And somebody say, praise the Lord. It has survived the sophistries of Julius, the eloquence of Gibeon, the blasphemy of Paine, and the mockeries of Voltaire. All have gone down into utter failure. And the Word of God continues to shine forth, flaming, flashing, glowing in the night, giving hope to men who are hungry, and power to men who are weak, and a new birth experience to those who have never been born again. Yes, no weapon formed against it has ever prospered. That's why today in this world, ladies and gentlemen, hear me in China, hear me in India, in South America, in Canada, in Africa, all over the world, listen to this. 800 million people have been baptized with the Holy Ghost and have spoken in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Somebody shout with me tonight. Don't tell me it's not being poured out today. But Jesus knew there would be opposition to this promise. He knew there would be skepticism as a wild horseman riding across every sacred fundamental and plunging the lance deep into every sacred verity. He had told Peter in the book of God, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And on the day of Pentecost, practically paraphrasing it, he said, Simon Peter, I want you to nail it down that the Holy Ghost is for all men everywhere. And so Peter took one big nail and he took a hammer and he hit it once. And he said, the promise is unto you, you Jews, that with wicked hands have taken and slain and crucified the Lord of glory, whom God has raised up. Yes, it's for you Jews he came to his own, and his own received him not. but such as received him, to them gave you the power to become the sons of God. And he looked at Jerusalem and said, O Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered thee as a hen would gather her chicks about her, but thou wouldst not. Therefore thy house shall be left unto thee desolate. But you can now, on the day of Pentecost, after rejection of the Son of God, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost by repenting and being baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises unto you. He hit it again. Another nail. The promises unto you and your children, all the Jewish posterity forever, can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He picked up another nail and nailed it down. And he said unto you and your children and all who are far off, thank God the Gentiles can come in now. It's not just of the Jews, but the Gentiles. In Acts the 10th chapter, the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles, and poor old Simon Peter was summoned before the council in Acts chapter 11, and they said, why did you minister that power to those Gentiles? They eat pork. You shouldn't let them have it. And Peter said, they received the Holy Ghost just like we did at the beginning, and who was I to withstand God? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're hungry, if you want the Holy Ghost, you can receive Jesus Christ in your heart, and He is the spiritual manifestation of the Spirit of God. Thank God. And just in case there would be a skeptic that would draw a line and say, well, it's just not for everybody, then He gave him another nail, and He said, hit it and pound it down hard, and to as many as the Lord our God shall call. Whosoever will can come. Thank God He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Quickly now, let me go to another point. Let us first identify Jesus at Bethlehem. There's something about the unpreached sermon of the condescension that touches many pastors listening to me tonight. Yeah, you've never been able to preach it like it really is, brother. It's like illustrating it like this. If the Mississippi River were to run through a one-inch pipe, you'd cry a miracle. If the Rocky Mountains were shrunk to the size of a string of pearls, you'd say, what a miracle. If you could take the Gulf of Mexico, the Great Lakes, the Mediterranean Sea, and put it in this glass that I drink out of here at the Calvary pulpit, you'd say, what a great miracle. But that's not near the miracle. As with Almighty God, omnipotent, glorious, wonderful, magnificent God came down from star to star and cloud to cloud and covered those Judean hills that were sheep covered, and He came to dwell among men. Oh, how I love Him! How I adore Him! My God and my sunshine, my Lord and all, He came to receive us. Thank God for that. But there were those who still did not believe. They didn't understand that He came down from the heights of glory to the depths of humanity. He who was the promise stepped out of it and became its fulfillment. The written word stepped out of it and became the living word. How? Mary! That little virgin woman took a long journey down the travail road into the mysterious land of motherhood and came back holding in her arms the only baby that never had an earthly father. Oh, hallelujah! I believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, and let's give the Lord a hand praise and pray for all those that deny the truth. No. How did this happen then? The power of the highest overshadowed her. How did this happen? The Holy Ghost came upon her, ending 400 years of silence. Herod was clasping hands with idolatry. And Jesus endured His wrath, went to Calvary, gave His life's blood, but not before He made this promise to the disciples. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. And then the resurrection, followed by the ascension. On that morning, Jesus gathered those apostles around and others of His brethren, and He said, I have to leave you now. And I can hear them pleading, oh, Jesus, who is going to say, peace be still, when we're in the midst of a storm? Oh, Jesus, who's going to heal our broken bodies and cast out our dark spirits and fill us with joy unspeakable and full of glory? We need you to stay here. He says in John 14:16, it is expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. I can hear a man that's not quite convinced of the truth of my text, and he goes up to the Lord and he says, "Now, Lord, you said the Holy Ghost is going to come, and if you're not the Holy Ghost in spiritual manifestation, why do you have to leave? You just stay here and let him send the Holy Ghost down." He said, "Did you catch that? Praise God. Did everybody get that that's hearing this?" He said, "Why do you have to go if you're not the Holy Ghost? Send the Holy Ghost down and you stay with us." He said, "No, it's expedient that I go away. For if I'm not glorified, the Holy Ghost will not come. But when I ascend to heaven and am glorified on the day of Pentecost, I see Jesus at Pentecost. I have no problem with that. I see him in Genesis. I see him in Exodus. I see him in Leviticus. I see him in Deuteronomy. I see him in 1 and 2 Samuel. I see Jesus all through the Bible. Thank God, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And not anything was made without him." Oh, praise his wonderful name. So, the Holy Ghost is given today. Now, lifting up Jesus at Pentecost is our assignment. And the Lord put us on the net and said, "Preach." And now, on the 7,000 radio stations on World Vision Worship Radio Network, let me just assure you of something. We're not here to get money. I tell people when I preach, don't send money here. That's not what we're... I want to be different than all the other preachers on. I've had people that call me and say, "Beg for money and you'll get money." I don't want any money. We want you to hear the truth without any strings attached. Oh, thank God. Salvation is free. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And it's a pleasure to come out here and just lift up Jesus. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up..." Not put down, but "I will draw all men unto me." So with millions of watts of electronic power, better dead with 7,000 stations, I can't even imagine how many millions of watts I'm preaching over right now. But with satellite, with computer downloading and uploading, is any word like that? I don't know. But whatever, we use it all. I give you Jesus. I don't give you Marvin Hicks. I give you Jesus. I don't give you Ted Baylor, I give you Jesus. I don't give you Gerald Schultz, I give you Jesus. Come on, folks, that's the Savior of the world. There is no other way. In Zechariah, as I close, 13 and verse 6, "And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thy hand? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." There's a Russian legend that tells about Jesus ascending up into heaven. And the first thing, he was met by Michael and Gabriel, the archangels. They took a look at his side and his hands, and they said the words of the scripture in Zechariah, "Whence cometh these wounds in thy hands?" And Jesus said, "They were received in the house of my friends." Where, Lord? On the earth. I went down to save them. They rejected me. Well, the angels supposed to have said, "Why don't you take that planet called Earth and throw it off into a thousand hells and forget about it?" Jesus said, "Angels, you need to be enlightened and understand something." They said, "Well, I know one thing. At one point, we offered to come down. I got 10,000 ready that day. And 10,000 of us were going to come down there and rescue you from the cross." But he said, "No, you told us not to do it. You wouldn't let us do it." And he said to them, he said, "You don't understand, angels. I left my gospel down there." "You did? Did you put it in the archives? Did you put it in the university gallery? Did you put it in the Louvre Art Gallery? Did you put it in the Library of Congress? Where did you leave it, God? Did you lock it up safe?" "No," he said, "I found me a tax collector and gave it to him. I found me a liar and gave it to him. I found me a fisherman and I gave it to him. I found me a doubter and I gave it to him." Oh, the angel said, "Forget it, Lord. It's going to fail. You know the gospel's going to fail. Just write the earth off and forget about it." Jesus looked at Gabriel and Michael and said, "You don't understand, angels. I am going back." Oh, somebody say praise the Lord. I am going back. Already, they're on their way to the upper room. on the day of Pentecost. The mamas down there making their way up that hill. Thank God to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to leave them comfortless, angels. I promised them I would come to them. And even now they're gathering in Jerusalem. They're the Parthians and the Medes and the Elamites and the Mesopotamians and the Judeans. And they're from Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia and Pamphylia, Libya, Crete and Arabia. They're strangers from Rome, Jews and proselytes. Oh, they're all there. And I'm going back to fill every last one of them with my Spirit. And they're going to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the others. You say, preacher, I never heard such as that in my life. Don't you leave this world without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I warn you in Jesus' name, get on your knees right now. Pull up your hands and say, Jesus, come into my heart. I've never known till I heard this broadcast who to call on now. But come into my heart, Jesus. I want the Holy Ghost through your spiritual manifestation. You know, before he left, Jesus called the apostles around and said, I want you to go preach the gospel to every creature. I can hear impetuous Apostle Peter. He said, now wait a minute, Lord, there must be a mistake. You don't want us to go back to Jerusalem, do you? He said, yeah. Go back there and start. Acts 24:47. That remission and repentance and remission of sin should be preached among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Get it started back there. Well, Lord, surely we can be a little discriminatory here. No. Now find a man that plunges a spear in my side and tell him there's a way nearer my heart than that. I'm the man that drove the nails in my hands and tell him that I forgive him. Find the man that put the crown of thorns on my brow and the thorns made perforation marks in my skull and the blood came down over my face and tell him that I have a crown of righteousness, not only for him, but for everyone who will be filled with my Spirit and love my appearing. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Let's stand. And we which are alive and remain shall be called together, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I ask you, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Raise your hand right now and let the Lord fill you with the Holy Ghost. All over the world, let God baptize you with this wonderful Holy Ghost experience.
And it humbles our hearts to know the message you just heard on our over 7,000 radio stations throughout the world. With reports of those who have received the Holy Ghost during that service. We thank you for listening today and for rejoicing in the wonderful promise of God with this personal encounter. I'm glad to tell you as we close the broadcast that Pentecost is not a denomination. It's a personal experience from God for all men everywhere. Now, may God bless you as you contact me this week. Give me a comment about the message. Just write to Box 715, De Quincey, Louisiana, 70633, United States of America. Or send me an email right now. It's very important. Send that email to CalvarySNL, one word, CalvarySNL@AOL.com. Here is Jim Armstrong with a concluding announcement.
We appreciate you clicking on the Sunday Night Live, an international broadcast ministry that's on the air 24/7. This broadcast service features the ministry of our pastor, Marvin Hicks, and comes to you each week from the Calvary Church in De Quincey, Louisiana. Now, when you visit us here, you're going to find a warm welcome in a spiritual atmosphere. And now, speaking for all the wonderful people who make Calvary their church home, we're asking God to especially bless you this week, because we know He loves you, and we do too.